The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater. The Michigan High School Athletic Association and WTVB present
Art Magic.
Here comes Squarefar ahead to Kenzie Galloway. Pass break. Yes, I won.
Nice pass from Megan Squarefar.
Dribble drive, cut off on the left wing. Needs help, finds Logan Miller. Seven, it's six, with five. Back to King, up top. Down the middle of the lane, the runner.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Amerigas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Cooley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Hallett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Root Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
And warm greetings from Bronson Junior Senior High School as the Michigan High School Athletic Association and WTVB present March Magic coverage of the Class C Boys Basketball District Final between the Union City Chargers and the Hillsdale Hornets. I'm Sean Watson, and to my left is Al Rackesee.
Good to be here, Sean, and we've got the District Final for you here in Class C between Hillsdale and Union City, as you mentioned, and it is actually warm greetings, relatively speaking, compared to what we've been used to. So
nice. I was going to say, it felt really good today to be able to go out and about without being compelled to wear a stocking cap.
Exactly right. Nice to see the blue sky and the sunshine. And
what isn't nearly so nice is the fact that at several places around the area you might get a few leaky roofs.
That's probably going to happen to some folks. I heard one gentleman talking about that today, as a matter of fact. So,
If you get a little droplet of water during the course of the next 2 hours, that's why.
Yep, there you go. But anyway, Hillsdale and Union City are going to do battle here tonight in this district final, and going to be quite a task for the Union City Chargers as Hillsdale comes in with a 21-1 record. But as Coach Ben Chard said the other night, they'll have a game plan, and they'll be here, and they'll be ready to play.
We'll hear from Ben Chard as our pregame show rolls on from here at Bronson. First, let's talk about these Hillsdale Hornets. Of course, they beat Quincy 67-51 Wednesday night in the game that we brought you. You may remember that the score was 25-all after one half of play. Quincy and Hillsdale doing battle really tight in that first half. But then the second half started.
Yeah, it started very quickly for the Hillsdale Hornets. 5 points, I think, in the first 10 seconds, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, let's go ahead and take a listen to this. The Hornets and the Quincy Orioles are tied at 25-all. Quincy starting out in a 2-3 zone defensively. Hillsdale moving from right to left. A score of plus one for Patrick Drews on his take to the bucket.
Patrick Drews picks up in the third quarter where he left off in the first half, having a nice, solid game.
First foul here in the second half, assessed to Nick Cabral. His second team first of the second half. And Drews is able to complete the three-point play. Hillsdale leads by three, 28-25. They get a steal and a score by Brandon Beischer. Timeout Quincy, 7:43 left in the third. Hillsdale scoring the first 5 points of the quarter. They lead 30-25. So basically 5 points in the span of 17 seconds to start the third quarter, and it was all downhill from there for the Hornets.
Yeah, quick timeout called by Coach Scott Rotisiler for Quincy, trying to stem the tide a little bit and turn things around, but Hillsdale was able to keep up the pressure and keep knocking down the buckets, and came away with a relatively easy 67-51 win over the Quincy Orioles on Wednesday night. It's a very successful season, though, for Coach Scott Rotisiler and the Quincy Orioles, though.
On the game for Hillsdale, Patrick Drews, who we heard in that clip from the game, 20 points to lead all scorers. He also had a double-double, a massive double-double at that, with 17 rebounds. Brandon Beischer, 19. Andrew Wilcox with 10 to lead the way for Hillsdale. Brandon Beischer averaging 18 points per game over the course of the regular season. He has been your leading scorer, but, of course, we saw with Coach Brad Felix's squad, Beischer gets a lot of help. Beischer, a four-year starter on the varsity, and that 1,000th point that he scored in his high school career came in the last game of the season, which happened to be a pickup game against Centerville the 2 days before district started.
Well, anytime you score 1,000 points in your career, in your high school, you've been around for a while or you've been able to fill it up pretty good. And Brandon Beischer was a four-year player on the varsity for Coach Brad Felix, and nice to see somebody from the area achieve that 1,000-point mark. I know Chance Stewart did it over in Sturgis a little bit earlier this year, but Brandon Beischer definitely has some help, though, out there. Patrick Drews with a nice breakout game. From what I've seen, anyway, I mean, he was one of their leading scorers on the team, but 20 points. Didn't realize he had 17 rebounds, though, in that game. But he was all over the court for the Hillsdale Hornets, and Andrew Wilcox rounding out the scoring with 10 points and did a very good job of being the floor general for the Hornets.
Well, let's not forget about Martin Peterson for the Hornets. Almost got into double figures with 9. He is a sophomore, actually playing his third year of varsity-level football because before he transferred to Hillsdale, he was at Hillsdale Academy where they let 8th graders start on the varsity team. So he was a starter on the Hillsdale Academy Colt team his 8th and 9th grade years.
Yeah, so this is actually his third year of varsity action. So I was going to say
we talked with our colleague from Radio Hillsdale, Bob Flynn, of the Hillsdale Athletic Department did extra due diligence to make sure that Martin Peterson would be able to play all 5 years of varsity level ball, the 3 at Hillsdale plus the 2 he had at Hillsdale Academy.
Yeah, that's, you know, I'm sure they're going to double, triple, quadruple, quintuple check all of those rules and everything to make sure that he is eligible for his senior season. But he's got at least one more to go for sure. Being only a sophomore, as you mentioned, and at 6'3", he was a definite presence for Hillsdale inside the other night against...
they played against Quincy.
It's Quincy, golly.
Of course, they opened up with a big 85-60 win against Mendon on Monday to open up their tournament run. So the Hillsdale Hornets 21-1 coming into tonight's game. We'll take this two-minute break and talk about Hillsdale's opposition. The last team standing here in Branch County, the Union City Chargers. From Bronson, you're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
The start of the school experience is a wonderful time for kids, with their first classroom, making new friends, and beginning that wonderful journey of education. I'm Harmony McCray, principal at Anderson Elementary in Brunson. If you have a child entering kindergarten next fall, I invite you to find out the advantages of the Brunson School District for your child. We're family-focused with a commitment to academic excellence. Our MEAP scores are among the best in the area. We provide free breakfast for all students and lots of unique programs for our elementary students. To find out more, please join us for our Kindergarten Roundup on Thursday, March 20th.
At the Bronson School's Kindergarten Roundup, you'll learn about the kindergarten curriculum, complete necessary paperwork, and even go through the lunch line and ride a school bus. The Bronson Kindergarten Roundup is Thursday, March 20th from 4:30 until 5:30 p.m. and 6 until 7:30 p.m. at Anderson Elementary in Bronson. For more information, call 369-3257 or go to the Bronson School's Facebook page.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows Bar and Grill, where their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Friday's lunch specials include your choice of a bacon Swiss chicken strip sandwich or fish sandwich, each served with your choice of chips or fries. You don't have to eat fast food. Stop by the Willows just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater today and check out their new look.
Help honor the individuals and organizations who make our community a better place at the Branch County Area Chamber of Commerce 61st Annual Awards Dinner, March 20th. The Chamber will be honoring Citizen of the Year, Business of the Year, Educator of the Year, Outstanding Community Program, and Young Professional of the Year. Tickets are just $24.95 with corporate and group tables available. Call the Chamber of Commerce at 278-5985 for reservations or to become a sponsor. Visit us online at BranchAreaChamber.com.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We're back here at Bronson Junior Senior High School. Sean Watson, Al Rackesy, Mike Seid, Sean Delaney back at the WTVB studios producing and engineering. Coming up at the top of the hour, the Hillsdale Hornets taking on the Union City Chargers for this Class C Boys Basketball District Championship game. District number 67, to be more precise. Let's talk about the Union City Chargers, who are now 8-13 on their season following the win that they posted against the Reading Rangers on Wednesday night. Final score was 58-37. It was 15-1 Chargers after the first quarter, as the Chargers had a relatively easy time making sure Reading stayed winless on their season.
Yeah, Reading was only able to come up with 9 points total in that first half, and ball game was pretty much over at that point. There's still plenty of time to go, but Reading not able to battle back in it, although Matt Poublon tried to carry him on his back there in the second half and get him back into the basketball game, but Union City was just too tough for the Reading Rangers the other night.
There was a lot of balanced scoring up and down the roster for the Chargers. Our McDonald's player of the game from Wednesday night, Elijah Way, 11 points. He also had 3 steals. Jalen Bowes, 8 points, 6 assists. Nick Austin, 8 points. Cody Cable, 8 points, 3 assists. Darren Austin, 7 points, 4 rebounds.
Yeah, very balanced scoring for the Union City Chargers, and as Coach Ben Chard said in his post-game interview with us, they've been waiting for Elijah Way to break out. They called him up from the JV sometime during the season, and he got out of him what he expected from Elijah last night, or the other night, so it's good to see that for Elijah Way.
Speaking of the post-game interview, let's play back that post-game interview that you and I had with Coach Ben Chard, the Union City Chargers. Our pre-game interview, which was actually our post-game from Wednesday night, brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company. Is your company doing its part to help save the planet? Union Pallet and Container offers a complete recycling program to retrieve, remanufacture, and repair pallets that are beyond their usable life. Call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888, where they are a proud supporter of the Branch Area Food Pantry. Start of the game, 5-1 Chargers, and then you explode for 10 points to take a 15-1 lead, and that set the tone for the rest of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Monday, we're obviously a young team, and Monday we start out of the gate real slow. Bronson had a great game plan, and obviously on their home floor they came out and really punished us. So our concern going into this game was the fact that we beat this team twice and what our mental capacity was going to be coming into the game. We focused yesterday hard on the mental aspect, and then again today in our pregame warm-up. And so when they came out and played outstanding defense, it just set the tone. Reading missed a couple bunnies, which really helped, and then we were able to fast break on them. So and when you start a first quarter like that, it just builds momentum. And then, like you said, when our second group came in there, especially Elijah Way, we've been waiting that for a month. He's been up for a month, and we saw that on the JV level all year. And he finally felt comfortable tonight and started doing what we knew he could do, which is taking the ball to the hole. So outstanding game for him.
Well, nice night for him to do that, you know, in your district semifinal and whatnot. So great for him to do that. But
Has one of the tendencies of your team been balanced scoring up and down your roster like we saw tonight?
Yeah, pretty much. Darren Austin leads us most games, but then probably over half the games. But then every other game we've had a different leading scorer. And, you know, we're going to be returning 9 next year. We're very young. And so every game's a new challenge to see who's going to step up and put the ball in the hole. So as they've gotten comfortable, obviously we have 4 sophomores playing a lot of basketball for us, and they just keep getting more and more comfortable and understand that they belong at the varsity level. So balanced scoring attack's been there all year. And, again, it's always a surprise to the coaching staff who's going to step up, just like tonight.
Have you been able to use your bench the way you have tonight throughout the season? I mean, are you getting those kids the playing time and experience out there?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have a philosophy going back when I was in school, actually, maybe back to the 50s and 60s with my old man. But you don't bring up sophomores if you're not going to play them.
Right.
and Coach Tunnable told me that when I got the job, don't bring up a sophomore if you're not going to play him.
Right.
So, yeah, we've been playing them all along, and, you know, there's growing pains. There's just so much to learn at the varsity level that some games, you know, mentally they lose it, but then they bounce back the next game and have an outstanding performance. So, again, to have four sophomores the entire year, well, three the entire year, and then the fourth halfway through the year, just shows the character of those young men.
Yeah, you know, as freshmen and sophomore, they're really still kind of growing too. And you know, when you get to the varsity level, the speed of the game picks up; it gets a little more physical and that type of thing. So, kids obviously have adapted to that pretty well.
Yeah, it's just like coaching, going from JV to varsity. Holy cow, that 32 minutes flies by. So, yeah, they've adjusted well though. We looked at them in the summertime and. Of course, we didn't tell them, but we kind of made our decision in the summertime and had them up with the varsity all year just because of their physical abilities. They're very gifted, and then we just been working on the mental part. So, again, for Elijah Way to come out tonight and demonstrate what we've seen since last summer was just exciting, and what a great group of kids.
I know the kids want you to get back on the bus so they can get back to Union City. Let's talk briefly about Friday's matchup against Hillsdale. You saw a good chunk of that game with the Hornets coming out on top over Quincy. What were your impressions?
They're okay. I don't know.
Just okay?
No. Of course, they're one of the best teams in the area, hands down. I know they only have one loss, and to watch them Monday against Mendon, you know, close at halftime, and they just opened it up in the second half. They made the excellent adjustment again tonight against Quincy, where I didn't think Quincy ever gave up, but, you know, they made the right adjustments again at halftime, you know, tied 25-25, and then to win by over 15. You know, we're going to have a game plan. It's probably watch the movie Hoosiers about 15 times, let them know that this stuff does happen, and then hopefully come out and Gary Baker's told me all year that he's been waiting us to pull off an upset, and I've told him all year, let's do it in the district finals, so maybe his prediction will come true. But it's exciting for our kids. It's exciting for our community. You know, we're the last team in Branch County and playing basketball right now, and who'd have thunk that going into the year?
Those were the thoughts of Ben Chard after Wednesday's win against the Reading Rangers. They started off the tournament run earlier in the week by beating Bronson, but only by five. 61-56 was the final score of that game.
Yeah, that Vikings jumped out early on them. I think it was 19-6 at the end of the first quarter, or 19-5. But Union City chipped away at them into the second quarter, and then finally just really took over the game in the third quarter. Brunson fought back in the fourth quarter, though. They closed the gap down to about three, but a couple of untimely turnovers at the end of the game cost Brunson a chance to at least tie it up.
Well, that was a slow start that Coach Chard was alluding to in that interview. We'll take this two-minute break and talk about some of the other boys basketball district final matchups in the area, including where the winner of this district will go to and who they would potentially face. It's coming up in 2 minutes. You're listening to March Magic from Bronson on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Don't lose a minute of sleep. King Sit and Sleep in downtown Fremont is having a Tempur-Pedic model closeout event going on now while supplies last. You can take advantage of 48 months interest-free financing or choose $300 worth of free sleep accessories. Stretch out and save big when you shop local downtown Fremont at King Sit and Sleep with recliners starting at just $336 or choose a big man's recliner for only $599. Stretch your tax refund further than ever before. You'll find one of the largest selections of bunk beds with the best prices around at King Sit and Sleep in Fremont with a twin over twin splittable bunk bed, now only $294. Shop local Fremont, Indiana for up to 48 months free financing on select purchases. Just ask for details. Tempur-Pedic model closeouts available now while supplies last at King Sit and Sleep, where you'll also find Sealy pillow top mattress sets with memory foam now on special for just $599 for the queen set. King Sit and Sleep in downtown Fremont, Indiana. Open Monday through Friday 10 to 6 and Saturday 9 to 4. Stretch your tax refund further than ever before at King Sit and Sleep in downtown Fremont, Indiana.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
The broadcast of today's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and WTVB. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and Midwest Communications Incorporated. Back here at Bronson Junior Senior High School, Sean Watson, Al Rackesy, Mike Sy, talking about some of the other action going on around the area. District finals all across the state being decided tonight. Of course, it's Hillsdale against Union City coming up in another 10 minutes' time. The winner of this game will take on either Hanover, Horton, or Concord. Monday night out at Jonesville, one of the Class C regional semifinals.
Yeah, that'll be a pretty good battle. You know, Hanover Horton with the upset over Homer the other night, and I think Concord kind of finished in the middle of the pack, so they made a nice little run here to the district championship. So best of luck to those two teams tonight.
Over at that particular district, Hanover Horton started off by beating Vandercook Lake, and then they beat Homer in overtime 65-61. Meanwhile, on the other side of the bracket, Michigan Center pummeled East Jackson 71-42. Michigan Center subsequently lost to the host Concord Yellow Jackets 56-36. So Concord, the host team in that particular district. On the other side of the Jonesville regional bracket, Maple Valley against Potterville in the finals of the Galesburg-Augusta district. They will take on either Addison or Adrian Madison. They are competing in the Madison district final tonight.
Well, Madison with the advantage there of the home court, both teams coming in with nice records. Madison at 17-3 and Addison at 16-6. So that should be a pretty good matchup.
Taking a look at some of the action in Class B, and these are going to feed into the regional next week at Coloma. Start off with the Allegan District Final between those longtime rivals, Plainwell and Otsego. Otsego ranked in Class B in the final AP poll, tied for fifth with Yale.
Well, obviously they're a very good basketball team at 19-1 or 19-2, whatever.
19-2. And they have a seven-footer that's getting a lot of looks from D1 schools.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. But they're going up against their cross-interstate rival, Plainwell. So I would imagine whenever those two teams get together, it's quite a battle. So look for Plainwell to give Otsego a little bit of a run tonight anyway.
The winner of that game, the final of the Allegan District, will take on either Marshall or Harper Creek. The championship game of the Marshall District going on tonight up at Marshall. Of course, Harper Creek finishing runner-up in the SMAC East. Marshall 6-16, but they managed to plow their way through Delton Kellogg and Parchment to make it to the district final. Harper Creek, meanwhile, relatively easy wins over Comstock and Penfield.
Well, you know, you look at the records and you'd say Harper Creek, and Harper Creek handled Marshall relatively easily both times this year, I believe. But, Marshall putting a little run together here district tournament time, and Coach Nick Dent got his team playing at a pretty high level here at the tournament.
On the other side of the regional semifinal bracket, again going to the Coloma Regional next week, we look at the Stephensville Lakeshore Class B District, and it's Coloma versus Benton Harbor for the district championship. Both teams coming in with 12-9 records, and Quinn Berry, I think, said it best the other day, kind of unusual to talk about Benton Harbor being in Class B.
Yeah, it is. It's very unusual to talk about them and being Class B. They've always been a perennial Class A powerhouse for the most part in boys basketball, and just kind of unique to mention them in Class B, but of course, as is happening in many Michigan schools, you know, they're losing students, and
right.
A lot of competition out there for the kids right now.
So the route there, very interesting. Both Coloma and Benton Harbor drew first-round byes in the first round. Buchanan, who was expected to win that district, a six-point win against Berrien Springs, 58-52, and then Stevensville Lakeshore defeated Dowagiac, 65-58. In the district semifinals, Benton Harbor, a three-point win against Lakeshore, and then the upset of the tournament, probably, Coloma beat Buchanan in overtime, 67-66.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Buchanan expected to handle Coloma in that game, but Coloma came up with a one-point victory, so best of luck to those two teams tonight, Coloma and Benton Harbor.
The Coloma-Benton Harbor winner will take on either Edwardsburg or Sturgis. That's the championship game over at the Three Rivers District. Of course, you and I were there Monday to see Edwardsburg defeat Coldwater 63-46. Edwardsburg then went on to beat Three Rivers on Wednesday 52-41. Meanwhile, Sturgis was taken to the limit by Vicksburg, Sturgis winning by only 3, 52-49 on Wednesday night.
Yeah, Sturgis really had to work for that one. I believe Vicksburg missed a three-pointer at the buzzer that would have tied it up. But Sturgis lives on, and Coach Keith Kurowski will have his kids ready to play Edwardsburg. That should be an excellent ball game tonight, I think.
Moving over to Class A, the Mason District final tonight. We'll see Mason taking on Holt. Mason eliminating Jackson High and Grand Ledge by only two to make it to the district final. Meanwhile, Holt took out Battle Creek Central in two overtimes on Monday, 64-68, and then they beat the third-place team in the SMAC East, Gull Lake, 81-68. The winner of that district will take on the winner of the Kalamazoo Central District. 18-3 Kalamazoo Central going up against 11-11 Niles. It's a very interesting district. All the teams in that district are from the SMAC West except for Loy Norix. Kind of struggling in the SMAC East this year. So Loy Norix in the first round lost to St. Joe. Niles defeated Portage Central, and Portage Northern beat Mattawan. In the district semifinals, it was Kalamazoo Central beating Portage Northern 54-39. Niles four better than St. Joe 57-53.
Well, you look at the records there, you'd think Kalamazoo Central would be the favorite. I think they're 18-3, and Niles is 11-11. But Niles put together a pretty good run at tournament time.
Those winners will face off in the Loy Norix Regional coming up. And on the other side of the bracket, the East Lansing District Final, Lansing Eastern against Okemos, and then the Dexter District Final, Ann Arbor Huron against Ann Arbor Skyline. A quick look at Class D, the Burr Oak District Final tonight, Athens against Marcellus. The winner will take on either Lawrence or Covert, the Lawrence District going on tonight. The Loy Norix Class D District will feature Battle Creek St. Philip against Climax Scott. Of course, St. Philip had their only loss of the season against Bronson. That win for the Vikings against St. Philip was the Vikings' only win of this past season.
Well, that was a huge one, too, to knock off previously unbeaten St. Phil. So, but St. Philip and Climax Scott have seen plenty of each other over the course of the years, and sure that'll be a good ball game as well.
The winner, let's see, taking a look at the Class D Tekontcha District. Of course, Tekontcha was eliminated. Oh, I don't have that pulled up, and we're about ready to have the opening lineups introduced. Let's go ahead and take this two-minute break. Be back with that in the opening tip. Our Class C Boys Basketball District Final between Hillsdale and Union City. You are listening to March Magic on WTVB.
Well, so much for your plan to hit Battle Creek's Marvac Camper and RV Show.
That was last weekend, so lose the string on your finger.
But guess what?
It's still going on.
Just a little south of Battle Creek at Halet Auto and RV in Coldwater. Everything you missed at Marvac is on display and on sale now at Halet's 11-acre RV and Camping Superstore.
Due to last week's inclement weather, the special Marvac financing and discounts you missed...
That's held over for one more week at Halet's, too.
Browse at your pace. Take all the time you need.
Over 350 units on display.
It's wall-to-wall tent campers, travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, and more.
Halet has a big new parts and accessories warehouse
where you'll find exactly what you need. 15 manufacturers displayed at Marvac. Halet has product from 18 on the lot. Plus, deep discounts. Plus, special financing to put the deal together for you.
So hightail it to Halet.
Halet Auto and RV, US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan,
where your family camping adventures begin.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question. Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country while you work or attend college. In return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Starting lineups are brought to you by Schertz Root Beer Stand. It is a sure sign of spring. Schertz is open for the season. Tomorrow's special will be their deep fried mushrooms. Enjoying Schertz on Monday for a delicious double cheeseburger basket. Schertz is open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 6, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Schertz Root Beer Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Streets, Coldwater, where they are now accepting debit and credit cards. For the visiting Union City Chargers, 8-13 under head coach Ben Char. The same lineup he went with Wednesday night. In the backcourt will be Darren Austin, who is a 5'10 junior, and Cody Cable, a 5'10 senior. Up front, Nick Austin, a 6'2 senior, and Lucas Vaccaro, a 6' junior. Starting point guard will be Jalen Bowes. He is a 6' sophomore. Meanwhile, for the Hillsdale Hornets, now 21-1 under Brad Felix. In the backcourt will be Andrew Wilcox, a 6' senior, and Trey Conrad, a 5'11 senior. Up front, Martin Peterson, a 6'3 sophomore, and Brandon Beischer, a 6'3 senior. In the middle will be Patrick Drews. He is a 6'5 junior. Jumping at center circle will be Patrick Drews for Hillsdale. And it looks like Nick Austin for Union City. Hillsdale moving from left to right across the radio dial. They are the home team tonight. And the ball eventually tracked down in the backcourt by Vaccaro for Union City. Their student section is directly underneath us here at Bronson High School in the balcony. Like Hillsdale starting out man-to-man defensively. The give is going to be two bows. Get it to the back right corner to Cody Cable. Vaccaro back up top to Bowes. Dribble drive down the middle. He's caught off. The give is to Nick Austin. Bobbles it. We'll get it out to Vaccaro. A drive down the left block. A whistle and a foul against Martin Peterson reaching in.
Vaccaro blew into the lane, and Peterson a little late adjusting over there. Picks up his first and the team first.
7:27 left to play in the first quarter. Vaccaro to the free throw line for some freebies.
Shooting 50% on the season from the charity stripe.
First one spun out of the hoop. So for the time being, it's still scoreless with 7:27 left to play in the first quarter. Second of two is down, is up, and it's good.
The Union City draws first blood here.
Here come the Hillsdale Hornets for the first time tonight. Wilcox get it to Drews. A pass goes inside. Wilcox from Peterson, and Wilcox scores.
Andrew Wilcox powers his way past Jalen Bowes for the two.
2-1, Hillsdale, 7:05 left to play in the first quarter. Here's Darren Austin on the left corner. Looked considerably undersized in front of Drew. Still a take to the bucket, couple of bounces, did not go in for Darren Austin. Ball goes out of bounds off the Chargers.
Can't afford to miss the short ones like that, especially against a team like Hillsdale.
Here's a dash, right baseline, off the glass, and good on the score by Brandon Beischer. His first points of the game certainly won't be his last. 4-1 Hillsdale, 6:42 left to play in the first quarter.
Hillsdale attacking the basket early.
The pass from Darren Austin going inside, knocked away by a flying Hillsdale player. Chargers will get it underneath their bucket. 6:39 left to play in the first quarter. They trail 4-1. Vaccaro's looking and will get it to Bowes, who launches a triple and throws it in the left corner.
Jalen Bowes evens it up for Union City. We're tied at fours.
6:30 left to play in the first quarter. Here comes Wilcox. They'll get it to Conrad on the right wing. Inside. Great move to the bucket by Drews, and he scores his first bucket of the game. After that exchange of buckets, looks like they gave Bowes a long two, so it's now 6-3 Union City. Bowes with the ball on the left wing, moves up top, fling it to Darren Austin. Now to the corner, Nick Austin, nice pass. The backdoor cut, Cody Cable scores off the glass.
Good pass from Nick Austin to Cody Cable.
Union City looks like they're showing a 2-3 zone defensively. The dribble drive. Cross-court pass is going to go to Peterson on the right corner just inside the arc. Now Wilcox to reset. 5:36 left to play in the first quarter. Hillsdale up one. Here's Peterson on the elbow, moving down the middle of the lane. Dribbling in the city.
Yeah, shuffle his feet just a little bit before taking the shot.
Here comes Jalen Bowes, get it across the timeline, a trap on Cable on the back right corner, and a steal off a pass to Nick Austin by Drews. Brandon Beischer finishes in transition, 8-5 Hornets, 5:14 and counting left to play first quarter.
Nice bounce pass from Wilcox to Beischer.
Here come the Hornets, a trap on the right corner, now inside Cable. Don't count the bucket that went through the cylinder. The foul happened before that. It'll be a foul against Hillsdale's Andrew Wilcox, his first, team second. Charger ball out of bounds. The inbound went to Nick Austin. It was knocked away from him. We'll try this again for the Chargers. 5:03 left to play in the first quarter.
Vaccaro to inbound underneath the Union City bucket.
Peterson's in front of him.
Nice tip. Tipped again by Union City.
Austin tracks it down. We'll get it to Cable on the right corner, back right corner. Now to Bowes between the circles. Union City trying to stretch out the Hillsdale defense. Now up top, Vaccaro. A couple of pump fakes. We'll get it to Bowes on the right wing. Moving off of Vaccaro's screen. A shot from the free throw line. Bounces. Does not go in. Drews with a rebound. The ball poked away by Vaccaro. Vaccaro back to Bowes. Bowes down the middle. The runner. Good.
Jalen Bowes, his second bucket of the night for the Chargers.
8-7 Hillsdale, 4:28 counting left to play in the quarter. Here's Beischer on the left corner for three.
Brandon Beischer.
7 points for him.
Answers Jalen Bowes' quick two with a three of his own.
11-7 after that exchange of buckets. Hillsdale on top, 4:11 left to play in the first quarter. Vaccaro to Bowes in front of the Hillsdale bench, sideline right, and I'll get it back between the circles to Nick Austin. Darren Austin comes back to Vaccaro, now Bowes on the right wing, 25 feet away from the bucket, moving around the perimeter. We'll get it to Darren Austin, the younger of the Austin brothers. Pass was an air ball.
Tickled a twine, but didn't hit the rim or go through the bucket.
So he actually attempted a shot then.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't the prettiest looking shot, admittedly. So it's Hillsdale ball, leading by four, 3:35 left to play in the quarter. Nice ball movement. Patrick Drews draws a foul and will go up for two. Double team closed in on him underneath the bucket. First foul of the game against Union City will be assessed to Nick Austin, the elder of the Austin brothers. First of two from Patrick Drew from the free throw line draws iron. First substitutions of the game for Union City coming in the form of Colin Krieger, who is a 6'1 sophomore. Seth Bruce, a 6'2 sophomore. 3:31 left to play in the first quarter. It is now 12-7 as Patrick Drew splits the pair. Hillsdale with a 5-point lead. Token pressure in the backcourt coming in the form of Wilcox. Darren Austin across the timeline will get the ball to Krieger. Ball tipped away from him. He tracked it down between the circles. Now Cable, a dribble drive down the middle, will kick the ball back out to the perimeter. Bruce back up top to Darren Austin. Austin two times. We'll find Vaccaro on the right corner, trying to loft it inside. A whistle and a foul. A very lucky break for Union City. The pass nowhere near Colin Krieger. He may have been impeded by Hillsdale, and that's what the call is going to be.
Martin Peterson picks up his second and the team second.
Oh, this is now the team third on Peterson's second.
Yep, that's all.
He came into the bench, and Ben Baxter came in for him. He is a 6'5 sophomore.
Intercepted by Wilcox.
A lap good.
Beischer there to put it back.
It was no good by Wilcox. Beischer is there to clean up and collect. That is now 9 points of the 14 that Hillsdale has up on the board for Brandon Beischer. Whistle and another Hillsdale foul.
It's going to go against Trey Conrad, I believe.
It'll be his first, team fourth. Back to the bench once again.
Scorer's got it. His second.
I had Wilcox picking up a foul earlier.
It was Conrad that picked that up earlier.
Okay, duly noted. So with that, Conrad had to come to the bench. Coming in for him is Joseph Phillip, 5'11 sophomore. Union City ball, they trail by a touchdown, 14-7, 2:30 left to play in the quarter. Jalen Bowes, who's back in, up top to Vaccaro. Couple of pump fakes, they'll get it to Krieger on the left wing, now back up top. Drews had the ball poked away by Drews. Ball down on the ground at center court. Traveling violation. Hillsdale fans thought they should have called it. Union City throwing the ball backwards. Fortunately, Bowes was able to track it down. Whistle and a pushing foul. Fouls are starting to rack up for Hillsdale.
I think that's on Wilcox. It is.
So I was a little bit premature in erasing that mark that I put down for Wilcox in the fouls. That is his first, now team fifth.
A little discussion with players on the floor by one of the officials.
I think Union City starting to get a little frustrated. Inbound by Union City, almost slapped out of bounds, almost taken away by Phillip, but he slapped it out of bounds. The Austin brothers will come back in for Union City as Krieger and Bruce take a seat.
Union City will inbound the ball in backcourt, and full court pressure being applied by the Hornets.
The ball comes to Cable, now to Bowes. So back to the starting unit out there on the floor for Union City. Vaccaro sideline right with the ball 30 feet away. The give is to Cable on the right corner. Now to the free throw line. Nick Austin to Bowes. Loses his footing and the ball almost ripped away by Hillsdale. We will get a jump ball. Hillsdale gets it on the alternate possessioner. A minute 46 left to play first quarter.
Well, Jalen Bowes lost the handle on it for just a split second. There were two Hillsdale Hornets on him there to try to take it away.
14-7 Hornets. They look to add on more. Here's Drews on the left wing. The Baxter inside to Wilcox. Double triple. He goes in on him. A poke away and a steal by Union City. Vaccaro got in there. The ball comes up the floor. Cable comes back outside to Bowes. Lost the dribble once again. Almost taken away by Hillsdale's Phillip. Now here is Nick Austin to Vaccaro, top of the key with a minute 10 left in the quarter. Launches along two, rolls off the hoop, forced that one a little bit. Baxter with a rebound. Get it to Wilcox, who is fouled by Vaccaro, who is trailing him.
How many times do we see that? Player takes the shot, misses it, thinks he gets hacked a little bit, and comes back with a retaliation foul.
Far too often for all these coaches' cases. 1 minute left to play in the first quarter. It is Hillsdale 14, Union City 7 from here at Bronson. Glad you're listening on this Friday night. Good ball movement once again. Drews has a triple team closed in on him on the low left block. Draws a foul for Union City. Treble, Nick Austin picks up his second foul.
Yep, gave Drews a good bump underneath there. No shots.
Oh, Nick Austin ordered. Will have to come to the bench. Kenyon Stutchel, a 5'8 junior, comes in for him. Actually, Nick Austin staying in there, not for longer, not for much longer. Seth Bruce comes in for him. Actually, it looks like Stutchel came in for Darren Austin. Underneath the bucket, Wilcox misses, but he's fouled.
I think Stutchel got him. And he did.
Nope. Looks like they gave it to Vaccaro.
Yep. Two fouls on Vaccaro, four on the team. Wilcox to the line for the first time.
Although the board has him for just one foul, Wilcox makes the first, giving the Hillsdale Hornets a 15-7 lead. I see what happened. They put the foul on the wrong side of the board. Sure, they'll get that corrected in due course. Second one from Wilcox, a short ball almost taken away by Union City. And the ball off of Wilcox. He winds up kicking it into the Union City bench.
A little bit of shoddy ball handling by Union City here in this first quarter.
Partially contributing to the 8-point deficit that they have right now. Down the middle, a score for Darren Austin, his first of the game.
Nice move to the hoop by Austin.
Other end of the floor, Joseph Phillip is hack on his take to the bucket. He'll go up for two. And there, Kenyon Stutchel picks up his first foul, team fifth. Oh, back to the free throw line for Hillsdale. First trip for Phillip. The left-hander sinks the first one. But so far, Hillsdale 3-5 from the charity stripe. The lead back up to 7, 16-9, 31.7 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Phillip, this is the back end, tracks down the ball, able to haul it in. We'll find Wilcox. Now to Drew as he's bumped. And Union City's version of the foul magnet is going to be assessed the infraction, his second. Like the moment he gets in there, he racks up the foul. So his second foul is a team six non-shooting foul. Hillsdale gets it out of bounds. Beischer into Drew. Poked away by Vaccaro, given to Darren Austin. Now he'll slow things up. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Bowes, long two from the right wing. Air ball. Loose ball is going to be picked up by Austin around the perimeter. And timeout, Union City.
Benchard going to reset things for a last shot here, I think, in the first quarter.
We'll stay here. 14.8 seconds left to play in the frame. It is Union City trailing Hillsdale 16-9. The MHSAA Student Advisory Council helps serve school sports as a voice of the student-athlete. Applications for students from the class of 2016 to serve for 2 years on the Student Advisory Council may be submitted beginning in March. For more information about the MHSAA Student Advisory Council, visit the student leadership page of the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and value of educational athletics. Here we go, coming out of the Chargers' first timeout of the game. They will have the ball, 14.8 seconds to work with here near the end of the first quarter. The inbound to the backcourt to Bowes, who tracks it down. Picked up on defense by Phillip for Hillsdale. Bowes gets it back between the circles, moving off a screen set by Seth Bruce. Dribble drive, now kick it out to Bruce. And a score from the high left block for Seth Bruce.
Nice play designed by the Chargers and Coach Benchard.
After one, it is 16-11 Hillsdale. Back in a minute, you're listening to March Magic from Bronson on WTVB.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
You don't know exactly when, but it happens every year without fail. Winter is closed, and the world is open. And Meijer has everything you need to greet the season in style. From the latest spring fashions to grills and grill gadgets, flowers to brighten up the yard, and furniture to spruce up the patio. If it's something to welcome the warmer weather ahead, you'll find it at Meijer and at low prices. So before you go outside, go to Meijer to get the most out of your spring.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coming up at halftime, it's another edition of MHSAA Perspective presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. This week, John Johnson talks about some little home facts about the girls and boys basketball tournament. Union City ball to start the second quarter. Jaron Austin can't finish. He had the rebound ripped away by Wilcox. Hillsdale's Andrew Wilcox. Hillsdale leading 16-11 as we start the second frame. MHSAA Class C Boys Basketball District Final from the home of the Bronson Vikings. Hillsdale throws the ball away.
A little miscommunication on that between Drews and Wilcox.
Well, South Bruce inbounds to Jalen Bowes, also out there. Darren Austin, Seth Vaccaro, and Kenyon Stutchel. Stutchel's still out there with his two fouls. Bowes get it to the left wing. Vaccaro trying to post up from behind, get the ball back outside. Three-pointer from the right wing. It's good for Darren Austin.
Darren Austin draws Union City within two, 16-14, favor of Hillsdale.
7:07 and counting left to play in the first half. Here is Wilcox moving off a double screen, kick the ball out to Beischer. He moves to his left, moving off the screen set by Drews. Now to Phillips. Again, moving off a double screen. Great ball movement here by the Hornets. Wilcox back up top to Drews, launches a three-pointer. Bam!
Patrick Drews keeps it going for Hillsdale.
19-14. Hillsdale leading by five, 6:42 left to play in the first half. Darren Austin, Bruce, trying to get it back up top. It's taken away by Ben Baxter. Now back up top. Here's Beischer down the middle. Scoop shot, doesn't go in. Ball tapped, hauled in by Baxter. Yes, and one for him.
Good job by Hillsdale, battling on the offensive boards.
The four Union City, Lucas Vaccaro, we have him with three fouls. That will be the team seventh. The board has him up for two right now. So somewhere, somebody got something mixed up.
Yeah, Baxter will go to the line to try to complete the traditional three-point play.
Vaccaro came to the bench, and Elijah Way came in for him. Baxter finishes the three-point play. Elijah Way, our player of the game from Wednesday night from McDonald's, just a 5'7 sophomore. And Baxter comes back to the bench. Coming in for him for Hillsdale is Jared Stolt, a 6'2 junior. 22-14, Hillsdale leading by 8, 6:15 left to play in the half. Darren Austin finds Bowes on the right wing, cut off by his defender, Phillip. Now it comes back to Seth Bruce. He's fouled from behind by Drew.
Good move to the hoop by Seth Bruce. Officials discussing who to assess the foul to right now.
Well, up here it looked like it was going to be against Drews, but they will give it to Joseph Phillip instead, who is the other part of the double team that closed in on Seth Bruce. First foul for Phillip, six for Hillsdale. Shooting foul, first of two from Bruce, off the back of the hoop. So it remains for the time being 22-14 Hillsdale, 6:05 left in the half.
Seth Bruce, a 53% free throw shooter.
Second one in and out. Bruce flies in for the rebound. Wilcox, the point guard for the Hillsdale Hornets, across the timeline. Bruce on the left wing. Open, launches a triple. It's just short, almost went in. A tap in, no. How about a third chance? Coming up from Beischer on the rebound and the putback. Yes for him.
Again, Hillsdale attacking the offensive boards.
10-point lead now for the Hornets of Hillsdale High School. 24-14, 5:40 and counting left to play in the half. Here's a move down the middle by Way. Ball poked away, picked up. Oh, behind the back half.
Beautiful.
Unfortunately, Phillip wasn't able to finish from Drew to Beischer to Phillip underneath. And to add insult to injury, whistle, and it looks like they're going to get a Hillsdale foul on that battle for the boards. Then they give it to Drews.
Yes.
His first, team seventh. And again, to add insult to injury, we're going 90 feet the other way for some Charger free throws.
Great bit of passing by the Hillsdale Hornets on that play.
But it almost looked like they were trying to get a little too fancy.
Well, they couldn't finish it off.
And because they couldn't finish it off, that's why we think that they're getting a little bit too fancy. If they were able to finish, we'd all be thinking, wow, nice play. Well, the next bit of discussion is to who is going to go up to shoot the free throws for Union City. Seth Bruce is back to the line. The Hillsdale fans saying he will miss, and he most certainly did. The ball bounces into Wilcox's hands. Union City man-to-man defensively. Beischer on the left wing up top. Baxter long two.
And Baxter, 5 points on the night, all in the second quarter for the Hornets.
And Hillsdale opening up a 12-point lead. 5:07 left to play in the half, 26-14. Way to Bruce, sideline right. Moving to his left, get the ball to Cable. A couple of pump fakes, moves to the free throw line. Spin move, baby hook shot short. Ball ricocheted off of Darren Austin, picked up by Beischer. Beischer will find his point guard, Wilcox. Wilcox quickly across the timeline. Found a seam down the middle. Whistle and a foul on that take.
Foul's going to go against Union City.
And it's going to be a non-shooting foul, as was indicated.
We're in the one-on-one situation now.
Yes.
That foul has not been put up on the board yet. There we go. Jalen Bowes picking up his first teammate.
Just a 1-1, Wilcox to the stripe. Leaves it short, trying to get his own rebound. Ball down on the ground, finally picked up by Union City. Here they come quickly. Darren Austin, coast to coast, runner short, tap in, good.
That's his own shot in.
26-16, 10-point Hillsdale lead. Here's Beischer on the left wing. Wilcox inside to Baxter, trying to post up, comes back to Beischer. Down the middle, scoop shot, yes, and one.
Brandon Beischer, good passing again by Hillsdale.
Beischer with a chance to complete the three-point play. Phillip will come to the bench, and we will see Tyler Lash come in for him. He is a 6-foot junior. A foul whistled against Lucas Vaccaro. The board has him with three.
I've got him for four.
Beischer's able to finish on the three-point play. 29-16, 13-point lead. Shot from the right corner for three, attempted by Cody Cable. Blocked. Chargers will get the ball back underneath their bucket. 4:17 left in the first half, 29-16. I think now the discussion going on at the table is talking about that foul discrepancy.
I would guess so.
As far as Lucas Vaccaro, we have him with four, and the board has him currently with three. I think they got it settled, and they're not giving him the extra foul. Is a good thing because he's still out there right now. He inbounds the ball. Finds Nick Austin. He is shot from five down the middle. A short. Here comes Hillsdale. Austin trying to take it coast to coast. They call him for palming the ball. He was doing that all the way in the backcourt. You notice that?
Well, Wilcox turned that one over for Hillsdale. Union City gets it back.
Union City trails by 13, 29-16, 4:02 left to play in the half. Nick Austin will get it to Cable between the circles. He's being hawked by Lash. Now moving to the wing, the feed inside of a car, puts a shoulder down in front of Beischer, misses the shot, Bruce with a rebound for Hillsdale.
Vaccaro just kind of threw that one up there at the basket rather than taking a good look at it and getting a good shot off.
Wilcox, Drew's on the left wing with the ball. The pass inside Wilcox, touch pass back out to Lash. Long two is good.
And great passing by Hillsdale here in this first half continues.
It is a thing to behold, no matter if you're a fan of Hillsdale or a fan of Union City. 31-16, the Hornets lead by 15, 3:21 left to play in the half. Here's Jalen Bowes, Beischer trailing him on the defense. Stops at the free throw line, get it to the left corner. Now back outside. Darren Austin will get it to Cable. Back to Bowes. Trying to dribble, drive ball swatted at by Wilcox. Bowes' take in and out, and the ball out of bounds. Last touch by the Chargers.
Cody Cable fighting for that ball, but the ball went off of him, and it's going to be Hillsdale's ball.
Darren Austin comes to the bench. Coming in for him will be Colin Krieger for Union City. The Chargers trail 31-16, 3 minutes and counting left to play in the half. Andrew Wilcox has not taken a break yet tonight for Hillsdale. He brought the ball down the floor, Drews to Baxter, now back to Wilcox. Beischer, open up top for three, rattles off the hoop. Drews rebound, putback, no, third chance, no, how about a fourth chance, finally.
And Patrick Drews battling on the boards again, offensively for Hillsdale.
33-16, the only 5 points that Union City scored so far came from Darren Austin. He's on the bench right now. Here's a dribble drive by Krieger. Calling for a traveling violation. Blocked anyway by Patrick Drews. Just finishing what he was planning to do all along.
Well, Wilcox is going to get a break now. Bailey Boyd checking into the lineup for Hillsdale.
Boyd, a 5'4 senior. We will probably see everybody on the Hillsdale roster before the night's over with. Hornets lead by 17 right now, 33-16. Whistle and blocking foul against Hillsdale away from where Boyd was getting ready to take a shot.
Going to go against Ben Baxter for Hillsdale. His first, team eighth.
It's a player control foul, so Union City gets it out of bounds. Bowes to Nick Austin, trying to loft it inside to Bowes. Swatted it, but Bowes still finishes underneath.
Good job by Baylen Bowes, kind of adjusted on the fly on that shot.
Jalen was bailed out, essentially. 33-18, back to a 15-point lead. Here come the Hornets. Baxter holding the ball up high up top. Now get it to Boyd. Moving off of Baxter's screen to the right wing. The give is the last. Three-pointer, air ball. He's tracked down by Baxter, throws it back to Boyd. Down the middle, he's blocked, he's fouled. He's going up for two.
Bailey Boyd taking it to the hoop for Hillsdale.
Give a foul to Cody Cable of the Union City Chargers, this first team 10th, so double bonus the remainder of the half, minute 41 left to play in it. First of two, and Boyd draws iron a couple of times, finally goes through, 34-18. Chargers lead by 16 once again. And now 17, the second one by Boyd, nothing but net. We can report that there are a few Coldwater students and faculty members here watching the game. You see Skylar watching, taking in the game with the CHS principal, Bill Milne. Ball stolen, taken to the cup by Beischer, plus one.
Wow. Hillsdale just coming out all over Union City.
The foul whistle against Jalen Bowes. It's his second.
Beischer to the line.
About to give Hillsdale a 20-point lead with a minute 26 left to play in the half. It's currently 37-18 Hillsdale. 38-18.
Beischer with a big night already in the first half.
8 points here in this quarter, 9 in the first, 17. That's a pretty good night's work by any stretch of the imagination. Misconnection, Nick Austin looking for Lucas Vaccaro, and Vaccaro wasn't really expecting it.
Hillsdale's making an awfully high percentage of their shots tonight here, too.
Similar to what they did Monday night against Minden. Boyd, get it to Beischer, left wing three, off the hoop, ball tipped by Drews, he hauls it in traffic, off the glass, they call him for a traveling violation.
Lucas Vaccaro was very lucky not to pick up foul number four right
or
there.
Or five, depending upon who's counting, right?
Yeah. Under a minute to go, Hillsdale 38, Union City 18.
Jalen Bowes for the Chargers, getting it to Darren Austin, he's hawked by Boyd on the left wing. Now moving down to the right elbow, kick the ball out, three-pointer, off the rim, no good for Cable. Flying in for the rebound is Boyd. His heel was on the end line. Andrew Wilcox will come back in for the Hillsdale Hornets. Tyler Lesh to the bench. Vaccaro inbounds, lost it to Nick Austin on the right elbow. We'll get it back to Darren Austin. Now Vaccaro on the right baseline. 32 seconds left in the quarter. The runner doesn't go in on the right baseline, but he draws a foul.
Well, Vaccaro will go to the line for two.
It's going to be two no matter what. Bailey Boyd picks up his first foul. Oh, that is just the 19th foul against Hillsdale, isn't it?
Right.
First of two, good for Vaccaro. We'll see Seth Bruce come back in. Coming to the bench is Nick Austin. Managed not to get his third foul yet. 31 and a half seconds left to play in the half. Vaccaro did miss on the second one, rebounded by Patrick Drews for Hillsdale. Hillsdale looking to set up for the final shot of the half. Drews back to Boyd at the center court circle, 16 seconds and counting left in the half. The count is on as Bowles picks him up. Now to Drews. Nice ball movement. Beischer down to the weak side, right side, off the glass and good.
Brandon Beischer getting close to that 20-point mark already.
Three-quarter court shot is short at the buzzer. 40 for the Hillsdale Hornets and now 19 for the Union Chargers as we approach the halftime break. The halftime report brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title. Wishing good luck to the Chargers. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater, call them at 278-6960. We'll be back here with the numbers after this one-minute break in this week's edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, 40-19. Hillsdale on top in this Class C Boys Basketball District Final game. You're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Did you know? I'm John Johnson, and we'll play some tournament trivia next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget,
that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
There are all kinds of fun facts associated with the high school basketball tournaments in Michigan. And with March Magic now in full swing, let's take a look at some of those nuggets and test your basketball knowledge. Did you know that the number of teams in each class used to vary wildly? In some years, there were so few Class A teams that the tournament in that division didn't even have a district level of play. And there were over 300 teams in the Class D tournament, meaning some schools would have to win as many as four districts and three regional games to get into the final round. Did you know that from 1941 to 1960, Upper Peninsula schools of fewer than 75 students took part in their own tournament, which was called Class E? The dominant teams of the time were Alpha, now part of Crystal Falls, Nama, part of Big Bay Dinac, and Hermansville, now part of Powers Door Central. The Michigan tournament at one point in time was separated by Peninsula. From 1932 to 1947, there were separate Lower and Upper Peninsula tournaments. The UP finals were conducted in classes B, C, D, and E, and the Marquette area was generally the host of the event. And there are still some MHSAA tournaments which are separated by Peninsula by the choice of the schools in that northern part of the state, including cross-country, tennis, track, swimming, and golf. And by choice, there was a 30-year period during which the Detroit Public Schools chose not to participate in the MHSAA tournament. From 1931 to 1961, some of the great players like Reggie Harding at Eastern, Arnold Skip Domke at McKenzie, and David Smokey Gaines at Northeastern were just newspaper stories and coffee shop talk around the state, never competing on the statewide tournament stage. The girls' basketball tournament started in 1973, and since its inception, only one time have all four champions been undefeated. That was 1976 when Marquette in Class A, Marine City in B, Allen Park Cabrini in Class C, and Lake City in Class D had unblemished records. And no, there's never been a year where all four of our boys' champions have been undefeated. Both the boys' and the girls' basketball tournaments have a one-year gap in their histories without a champion. The girls' was in 2007 during a court-ordered flip of seasons, and in 1943, the boys' tournament was suspended during World War II. Area tournaments took place around the state, where the winning teams received a handcrafted leather plaque instead of a trophy because of the need for medals in the war effort. And finally, did you know that different overtime formats have been used to determine champions? The 1936 Class A title went to Flint Northern on the basis of its 45% free throw shooting, and the 1956 Class B crown was won by Stevenson in sudden death. The rules allowed for 1 3-minute overtime to be played in both situations. Flint Northern was tied with Kalamazoo Central at 25 after regulation play and at 27 after overtime. A formula of field goals made, free throw percentage, and fewest personal fouls put the Vikings on top. Central shot 33% at the charity stripe for the game. Had the tie not been broken on criteria, a free throw shootout would have been used to determine a champion. In 1956, it was a bank shot by marvelous Mel Peterson on Stevenson's first possession of sudden death that gave the Eagles the Class A crown over Detroit St. Andrew 73-71. The national playing rules were changed in 1962 to allow for unlimited overtime periods to determine the outcome of a game. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.